This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S. takes a stand against China, warning China not to aid Russia in their quest to overtake the Ukraine. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us on this show. Meanwhile, President Zelensky will address the Congress on Wednesday. What possibly will he say? I know that he is pleading for more aid and as much help as possible because Kyiv has become ground zero. There are defenders who have kept the Russian forces from capturing the capital now for over 2 weeks with their guerrilla-style tactics. Bravo to them. But there are a lot of sad things that are happening, my friends, in the Ukraine, and we will certainly talk about them coming up this hour. Also, your thoughts on all kinds of things when we head to the mailbag. Plus, the man cave. The world is still buzzing over the news that, yes, Tom Brady, America's favorite superhero when it comes to quarterbacks, is coming back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, unretiring. People, that happened 24-plus hours ago. But I'm telling you, the news of Brady is all ablaze on any social media you can possibly find, and just everywhere in general. And there are plenty of opinions about him unretiring. Listen, it's happened before with athletes. Duh. It happened with Brett Favre. Remember Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers? It's happened with many other athletes in all kinds of different sports where they say they are done. That's it. It's been fantastic. I thank my amazing teammates over the years. And then they decide a couple of months later, you know what? It really was nice getting $40, $50 million a year. I kind of like it. And I like hanging out with the guys, traveling on another quest for perhaps another championship. And he says there's unfinished business. So that's what there is to do with that. But really the business at hand, I think, in the buzz in the land is, hey, gas prices were down a little bit. But what's happening in the Ukraine, the questions remain. Russia, Putin, is this World War III? What happens with the United States? What's our role in the middle of all of this? Are we doing enough? Are we not paying attention to what's happening with some of these terrible images that we're seeing that are coming out of the Ukraine, where people are dying left and right in these various suburbs in the east, the west, the south, and other regions of the Ukraine. And of course, it is all about protecting the capital. So here's what the deal is with China. Apparently, China is open to, or has expressed some openness to, providing military. You heard me say that. Let me say it again. Military and financial aid to Russia. Oh, not a surprise, but that's not good. Will they do it? What will happen? And this is part of that war on the Ukraine, so that directly would be China being involved. Will they provide Russia with that assistance? There was a seven-hour meeting in Rome, so a top aide to President Joe warned his Chinese counterpart of the potential implications and consequences for China should they support Russia. The series of events, though, underscores the growing concern among, I think, many Americans, not just the official types, of this relationship between Moscow and Beijing. And this is while we try to punish Russia, we being the United States, for its aggression in the Ukraine. Apparently, the Chinese president was alarmed at what has taken place since Russia invaded, but there's little to really indicate that China's prepared to say, okay, Putin, we are cutting you off, and apparently they're not willing to do that. So with the aid of China, think about the resources they have that could prolong this conflict that is killing so many people, and it would also, of course, cement a certain authoritarian allegiance to each other in direct competition with the freedom of the United States and the United States in general. Now, how did this all get revealed? There was a diplomatic cable. The U.S. relayed to other allies in Europe and Asia that China had conveyed a willingness to do that, to help Russia, because Russia's asking for military help. Did it state that it was definitely going to happen? No. But there was a big warning that China would likely deny, of course, that it was willing to provide the assistance while they may do it anyway. Now, one of the things that Russia did request, and this is interesting, was prepackaged non-perishable military food kits. And it's what we call MREs. And that shows the logistical challenges that they're having that has really stopped the Russians and some of their progress in the Ukraine. And, of course, it's raised even the basic questions about the readiness of this Russian military, the things that we heard in the very beginning. They were running out of gas. They were abandoning posts. They didn't realize what was happening. So many different sides to what's happening with the Russian troops. Even that these supply convoys and whatnot, what's happened is some of them, the Russian troops have broken into grocery stores in search of some kind of food as this invasion has gone on. So food might be a request that China would fulfill, because it stops a little short of lethal assistance, and it would be obviously seen as very provocative, feeding the troops that are attacking the Ukrainian people. Does it make it go down any easier? No, it doesn't make it go down any easier. But will there be more economic support? Will there be any kind of military support? And this is worrisome. China's potential involvement in the war comes as the bombardments are really getting pretty intense in Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital. The Russians' military campaign is moving west, but there are signs that they're being hampered maybe by the Ukrainian fighters, but not completely stopped, because the Ukrainians have effectively struck some of the Russian logistics and sustainment capabilities, which is a good thing with some of their guerrilla tactics. But how long can this hold up? I think there's going to be some pressure on the U.S. to assist some of the displaced Ukrainians, probably. That may be something that President Zelensky addresses when there's this virtual conversation with the joint session of Congress on Wednesday, among other things that he may pressure the U.S. to supply. But really keep an eye on the China factor and what China decides to do, how they weigh in. And then, of course, what kind of damage would happen to China? And what about our relationship with China and the rest of the West by sticking by Russian President Vladimir Putin? So this is a very big deal, needless to say. The follow-up on this is so critical. This is a critical point in what is happening with so many of the people that have tried to flee the country and unfortunately met with their demise because of Russian warfare, and others that have narrowly gotten out, which luckily is well over 2 million, supposedly, according to the UN's count at these border crossings. All right, we've just scratched the surface, so come on back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Just a moment. Before we do that, a couple of quick headers, I like to call them. A few quick moments as to what is also happening deeper in the conflict in the Ukraine. And that includes, besides the China and the chaos of what could happen there. And those were seven-hour talks, by the way, in trying to dissuade China from aiding Russia. What will they ultimately do? I think they'll do the food thing. Will they go any further than that? I wouldn't be shocked. And the talks were, again, really classified as pretty intense. And these were held in Rome. And 7 hours is a very long time. And so the word after that was that certainly Moscow wants China to help. As I mentioned, they want them to jump in with food, with military equipment, with so much more that I guess Russia really is starting to lack and they really, really want. But there should be deep concerns about China's potential alignment with Russia. I mean, the National Security Advisor is pretty direct about that, a guy named Jake Sullivan, who did a daily press briefing at the White House just a few months ago even, and this is very, very, very disconcerting, of course, as this continues to mount the pressure on the Ukrainian people, and the bodies keep really piling up. So what did NATO do? NATO sent 50 warships to the Russian border, because remember, that is the NATO deal, so they've amassed 30,000 troops, 50 warships just there near Russia's border for military exercises. The drill has been called Cold Response. It kicked off on Monday in Norway amid all these tensions between Russia and
the West with the invasion of the Ukraine. So think about 30,000 troops from 25 countries from Europe and North America. Think of 200 aircraft and 50 vessels. It was awesome. But it's not there going into the Ukraine. It's just a few miles from the Russian border. And it was planned, apparently, long before Moscow's invasion of the Ukraine. But the significance, of course, is heightened, I'm sure, by that happening. So Russia's declined to observe the exercise, which is held every 2 years, and it will end on April 1st. So that's a pretty long time. If you look at where we are now, March 14th, 15th, and now there's questions about this is infuriating the Russian dictator even more. Some think he is suffering. Like, what is going on with his physical condition? These are just the rumors. That why is he looking a little ashen and bloated? Some people are suggesting that he could be suffering from something like Parkinson's disease or something else, or that he's suffering from roid rage from the long-term effects of the use of steroids. Of course, there's no proof of this. These are just doctors and others that are examining photos of him or trying to look at his behavior and figure out what it could be. And is there some of his paranoia that's creeping in with the effects of the steroids and the risk of infection and all that other stuff? But we could speculate and theorize all day long, but there is no substance to that other than the speculation. I mean, Russia's lost more than 12,000 troops during almost 3 weeks of fighting. Of course, a lot of military equipment, hundreds of tanks and aircraft, and the morale supposedly is not very good either. And so that's the other thing that's really draining the Russian forces. All right, closer to home, you know, there's so much conversation about inflation and what will happen. What will this new wave of inflation do? But it's interesting because right now we've got 10 states that have a record low employment. As much as we talk about the Great Exodus and everything else, for example, most states, the unemployment rate fell in January, including, again, the record lows. Nebraska and Utah had the lowest unemployment rates in January, 2.2%. And those statistics come from the Bureau of Labor. Some of the other states, Indiana, you might be listening to me in some of these places, Indiana, Kansas, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, Montana, Oklahoma, West Virginia, all of them fell to their lowest levels, looking at data back to 1976. So it underscores, I think some would say, looking at this economist, the tightness maybe of the U.S. labor market with a lot of states adding jobs during the month and then recovery. So then you have the high unemployment rates in like Washington, D.C., in California, in Pennsylvania, and New Mexico, you could add them also to the list, too. But overall, U.S. unemployment, that fell to 3.8% in February. More payrolls climbed up than expected. And job openings, though, are at a record high. You know, paint me a picture of a day where you're not driving around somewhere and you see help wanted signs. Mostly, it's in the hospitality industry, but not exclusively. I see help wanted signs every day. Every day. I'm not kidding you. I mean, unless I don't leave the cave, then I don't see them. But I see them all over. Grocery stores, restaurants, warehouses, other shops and stores, that kind of thing. But even in offices, I've seen it. Office workers wanted. Seen lots of posts for assistants, administrative assistants, truckers. I think that there are jobs, but are they the jobs that people want? And is it the pay people want? And is it the life people want after this fog that we're all awakening up from, which was the wave of COVID and what the last two plus years really, really were like. And I mentioned inflation because that's the buzzword, right? That's the word inflation. It's gone. What is it? Inflation. We're going to get killed by inflation. But it is disrupting everything. And I talked about this a little bit in a previous show. You know, the ability to quote prices sometimes on new business has strained factories. I didn't even think of this. There's a place, I was just reading a story about this, called BCI Solutions, to give you an example, and it's a metal foundry in Indiana. 14 workers quit in the last 2 weeks, so over 7% of their total workforce. And that's a staggering number for them compared with what they would do in pre-pandemic times. And they have struggled to hold workers, but never that many in such a short period. And some of that is the company's CEO blames on gasoline prices because they've climbed up. Now, they've dropped a tiny bit in the last couple of days, but they're still much higher than they've been in a very, very long time. So where people will take a longer commute when gas is higher, naturally they want to work closer to home. And since there are jobs that are easy to find, then that's what they do, especially if they have any kind of a long commute. A short commute is different. You've got backlogs, of course, at U.S. ports, and even though it's declined in recent weeks, but there still is a supply chain problem that's being untangled. And the labor problems created by COVID-19, the pandemic, has hurt manufacturing very, 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 very tough for people in manufacturing. It's hurt them in some of the worst ways possible. Think of what manufacturing is all about and what that word encompasses. So the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, has said the central bank would start carefully, I like this word, carefully, whatever that means, hiking interest rates in its upcoming March meeting as they balance the threat of this high inflation and the new risks posed by the war in Europe. And one of the things that Powell has said is that the Fed would be ready to move more aggressively if inflation does not cool as quickly as expected. And so, of course, it's the invasion is what he's saying. He's saying the Russian invasion is what he calls a game changer that could have unpredictable consequences. Really? Like, we don't know that. We're already seeing that happen. So that's tricky, and that could affect a lot of different industries, of course, what happens with that number. All right, the number's up for this segment. I'm walking to the mailroom. Can you just visualize it? I'm excited. I'm starting to run. Mailbag next.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Talks between Ukraine and Russia remain fragile, but the two countries plan to continue talking some more on Tuesday. This as Russian forces continue to attack cities in Ukraine. The Kremlin has made little progress over the weekend and remained largely stalled. Troops remain 9 miles from the heart of Kyiv. Its mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, tells CBS News his city remains in the crosshairs.
Every night, during the day, during the night, people spend weeks in underground, in bunkers.
The California legislature unanimously approved overturning a recent court ruling that would have turned away about 2,600 incoming freshmen to the University of California, Berkeley. The state Supreme Court forced the school to cut its enrollment because it says the college failed to comply with a state law requiring it to consider how adding more students would affect the environment. This is USA Radio News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will give a virtual address to Congress on Wednesday. USA Radio's Lance Pry with the details.
Zelensky will update the House and Senate on the brutal Russian invasion of his nation just days after Congress sent roughly $14 billion in lethal and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer said in a letter to lawmakers that Congress remains unwavering in our commitment to supporting Ukraine as they face Putin's cruel and diabolical aggression.
The mayors of New York and Washington are seeking the public's help in the urgent search for a gunman who's stalking homeless men sleeping on the streets. At least 2 people have been killed and 3 others have been wounded in less than 2 weeks. The NYPD and D.C. Metropolitan Police have released several surveillance photos and a close-up of the man's face. Investigators concede they knew little about the suspect or his motive. The Dow closed barely up on Monday. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 were both losers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mark? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Let's dive right into it. Yes, lots of applause for everybody who takes the time to send me their thoughts. You can too, 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, this one is from Mac, and he says, hi, Kate. I think you have a couple of people that listen to you with the nickname Mac. That is my God-given name, by the way. I listen to you in L.A., well, really Riverside, on 1050 a.m., and it's always fun to see what you're talking about, especially when we turn it to sports. I like your take on a lot of what's happening in the sports world. It is the great escape. I think you've called it that. And I love your man cave, so kudos. That's when you really grab me. I see this Tom Brady thing as not a surprise. I don't know why people thought he was really, really going to retire. Maybe he sold it well, or maybe he didn't, because I don't know that those words ever totally left his lips, if you know what I mean. So I think it's good that he's back. If I am the commissioner of the NFL, I would be psyched. It means mo money, because people either love Brady or love to hate him, but regardless, he is defying the odds when it comes to his age and what he's been able to do. And if you look at the surrounding players, depending on how they keep together with Tampa Bay, as I am a fantasy football fan, I look at this future as maybe, just maybe, there could be another Super Bowl for this guy and his team. What do you think? Wow, I love how you threw in the fantasy football there, meaning, you know, the stats of the players, and that's one thing that fantasy is certainly good for. And Tom Brady could be a decent quarterback for fantasy football teams, that's for sure. So it does kind of shake that up in the next couple of months, I guess a little longer than that, before you get to training camp and then it all starts. Well, yeah, it depends on, you know, we're in that whole free agent signing period. And, you know, people are getting signed, people are getting dumped. It's all about maneuvering around the salary cap. It's about that offensive line, I think, and what Tampa's able to do there, because he has to have that protection. And certainly he has his security with some of his familiar targets, right? You think of even Leonard Fournette on the ground, and you think of wide receiver Chris Goodwin and what he's been able to do with Tom Brady. And I'd be hard pressed to completely bet against the Bucks. There's a lot of competition, of course, and I don't know, is it the right decision to come back? I guess if that's what he wants to do. I mean, he has nothing to prove, but it's like he said, he has unfinished business, and I think he just likes playing football, and since he can, and he's controlling the narrative, of course, why wouldn't the Tampa Bay Buccaneers want him back? Of course they want him back. He's going to sell more tickets, and now bigger than ever, just because it looked like, oh, they just lost their headliner. You just lost your headliner. It'd be like in Vegas, you had this great big show, like when Celine Dion was hot, and if all of a sudden, boom, she's done, when you know she's selling millions and millions of tickets. So it's all about that roster and who can they keep on the roster and see if that unfinished business will succeed. I mean, listen, they were very close to getting back into the promised land. I mean, they were just a hair of your chinny chin chin on beating the eventual Super Bowl champs, the Rams, in the NFC divisional round before the Rams kicked that last second field goal. So you have to say, he still had a really good year, Bruce Arians, and what he was able to do coaching-wise. So my answer is, I'm just going to cut to the chase so I can get some other emails, is, yeah, I think it depends on the surrounding players, but I wouldn't bet against them, because you still have, you know, can they retain some of that top talent? That's what the key is. What about their right guard? What about their corner, Carlton Davis? I know this team pretty well. I mentioned Leonard Fournette, Rob Gronkowski, his serious cement tight end who was with him with the Patriots. So, you know, we'll see how many of the returning starters are there going to be from that Super Bowl roster. That's a very, very big deal. All right, we move from Mac to Joe, who says, oh, Kate, I just look at this whole situation in the Ukraine and these personal stories that I hear and the heartbreaking stuff in that hospital where you had pregnant women, and you see the inside of it where it's just blown apart, and so many were killed and so many were injured. It's just despicable when you read about, you know, the stories. I mean, just terrible, terrible personal stories of loss and grief and shock and families being separated and families trying to flee and then being, you know, killed. And it's, you got to thank God for living in the United States when you see this. And you feel helpless. You really do. The people just look like they're desperate for help. I think you talked about the photo of the woman that was mangled and she was on a piece of fabric and it looked like some sort of a blanket, and this picture was seen all over the place and she was holding her belly. Well, I read a story that she eventually died, and so did her baby too. And so, you know, she learned that the baby wouldn't survive, and she supposedly told the medics, just kill me now. They tried to save her for a half an hour or so, according to the story I read, and they couldn't do it. And this is just one sad story in a sea of so many. And I know people are giving, and I know that many, you've said that, many people have stepped up in very big ways to help the people in any way they can, but it is still really scary to see what happened in Mariupol. I agree. And, you know, we're seeing more photographs, more video, and it brings it home. And that maternity hospital, especially, that was damaged by the shelling, that those stories, and that's the story you're talking about, is, it's real. I mean, this is real. This is really happening. It's a war. I mean, there are hopeful stories. There are people that have escaped, but there are so many families that have been separated, and, you know, it's moving into a different phase now. It's getting more hellish. It's getting worse for the people in the Ukraine, and there are a lot of people that are being killed. And luckily, the Ukrainian military, and especially the guerrilla tactics of some of the others, have kept maybe many, many people alive. They're like the last line of defense in Kyiv. But how long does that last? You just got to ask yourself, right? All right, Mike talks about China. Kate, no shock that China and Russia would be hand in hand. I think it'd be almost surprising if China didn't in some way, if Russia reached out, aid them, whether it's through money or military or food or whatever it might be, because apparently the Russians are getting shellacked too, that even though there are many people in the Ukraine that are being killed, there is problems with Moscow and tanks that are stalled and gone, and they need all kinds of things. And the Chinese certainly could help Russia. And if they're in alignment with them, what are the consequences of that for the rest of the world? I mean, indeed, listen, it might be communicated that to Beijing that the U.S. isn't going to stand by and allow any country to compensate Russia, help Russia for its losses from economic sanctions. But what does that mean? So, really, the belief is China has already helped with military or financial aid to Russia. And if we're saying deep consequences, deep concerns, well, what is it that we do to China? What is it that possibly we do to China then to tip over that relationship, which is already certainly frayed too? So the Chinese government is denying reports that Russia's asked for military aid and economic help of any sort, saying it's false information. And in fact, adding that this is from the Chinese government, a spokesperson, that they're saying recently the U.S. has been spreading false information against China on the Ukraine issue with sinister intentions. So once again, flinging it back on the U.S. with some make-believe fairy dust that they throw out there. But this is what people hear. You live in a communist country. It is controlled by the state. That's the information that certainly gets out there. And you got to think about, okay, there's this big meeting in Rome, and it had been planned weeks and weeks ago, but now with Russia's war against the Ukraine and with no wind down at all, doesn't look like, of course, it's going to intensify over that. And this meeting was just a day after Russia hit cruise missiles at a military facility near the Ukrainian-Poland border. And the civilian loss in the Ukraine is like something like almost 600 dead and over 1,000 injured. And some believe that's actually too low, that it'll be much, much higher in the end. But that's a conservative figure. All right, one more quick one. This one is from Vince. And Vince says, hey, Kate, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Do you celebrate? Do you at least wear green, or do you tilt back a green beer? That's it, my friend. Have some green beer, anything with green dye in it, like green cupcakes, anything that's green. It's all about green on St. Patty's Day. Thanks for that. We finish with the man cave.
We are the future. My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Time to
invade the mad game.
Yes, so yes, we are in the man cave. I know people are talking about bracket challenges and pools and what do I think is going to happen in the beginning of the tournament, the basketball tournament, even for men and for women. I've had people ask me about both of those. And it's interesting because this is the time of year when people pay attention to college basketball, right? What teams are good? What's possibly going to happen? What do you think? What do you know? And what I know is I don't think there's going to be very many upsets, I think, in the beginning. I mean, I think there could be. I mean, it's called March Madness for a reason. You look at the, you know, you look at the, you look at the schedule and you're trying to possibly pick up some points early. I mean, who are some of the top seeds that could topple? I think that's what you're kind of looking for if you're looking for an upset, right? You know, you look at, it's so hard. You look at some of the highest seeds, and then you look at some of the other seeds. Like you look at number one of the one seeds, the Baylor Bears, and there I've seen little moments in their game. I've seen, you know, second halves here and there of their game.
So when it comes to upsets, what you're looking for is a team that gets some great offensive rebounds and turnovers, and underdogs get these extra chances, what they call extra possessions, and that improves their chance, right? The turnovers improve their chance. So Baylor turns over the ball on 18.2%, I was reading, of their possessions. So where does that fit in nationally? 160th. That's not good. So they're a number one seed because they're good offensively, they're efficient, and they're solid in the top 20 or top 15 of defensive execution. But it looks like they turn the ball over. So that means less scoring. They're losing some chances. And if you're the upset team, possibly, you're looking to exploit that, right? So you look at the potential of where Baylor ends up, and you look at, you know, you look at the Wildcats, for example, and they're much better on the boards, and that's big. I said the offensive rebounding is huge, and defensively they're better. So, could be interesting. Also, and these are all potentials because we don't know where these teams are going to end up. We know where they sit right now on a map, if you will, of these pools. But do, if Baylor gets to the Sweet 16, which they could, then perhaps UCLA is there. And guess what the Bruins do? They don't turn the ball over. Very rarely. So if they're not turning the ball over, but Baylor is still turning the ball over, think about that in a Sweet 16 matchup. Who's going to get more shots? And that's like one of the things that you're looking for. So it's hard to predict because we're too early into this. And in a man cave, of course, that's what you do. You know, that's what we would do. We would speculate. Okay, I got to fill out my bracket. So what do you think? Gonzaga is number one in the West. Arizona, number one in the South. I said this the other day when this came out on Selection Sunday. And you look at the West and what happens in the West with Gonzaga at the tippy top, and Duke with the end of Coach K's career. You think that Duke is going to lose to C.S. Fullerton? Duke 2 versus 15? I don't think I would take that as an upset. Some people are circling it. Maybe too much pressure on Coach K. No, he's done this forever and a day. I wouldn't use that as the reason why that could happen. And I mentioned Baylor. Norfolk State is 16. So coming out of the gate, does Norfolk State beat Baylor? I don't think so, even with turnovers. Do not think that would be an upset. It'd be wild if it happened, though, that's for sure. Or Kentucky at the number two seed in the East, taking on St. Peter's. St. Peter's, blessings to all of you, but I don't believe that you're going to be that blessed. And then you look maybe somewhere in the middle. What happens against Louisiana State and Iowa State? Now, that could be a really good game. I think that's pretty evenly matched, but Louisiana State is 6, seeding-wise, in the Midwest. Iowa State is 11. Could be that Iowa State survives that, but I think it's going to be a super, super, super good game. So it's really fun to speculate on all of that, and that would be a big part of the convo if we were all sitting around here, I think, in the man cave. You can hear that our sound is up because we have these giant TVs. We're getting ready for March Madness. And then the story still is, as I said at the very top of the hour, if you happen to be plugged in, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the fact that Tom Brady is back again. Definitely sells more tickets, that's for sure, but are there enough great players around him still to make that Tampa Bay team have another very big run? That's a big question mark, and we'll get to those mini camps and then eventually to training camp, and of course once the roster is a little more formed, because we always have those cuts at training camp, we'll know more on, as to what could possibly happen there. But it's an interesting time, certainly, in the NFL, because players are going to different teams and other players are being signed for some pretty big bucks. Like, here's a big one for you. The Charvarius Ward. Fun to watch him, right? Former Kansas City cornerback is going to sign a three-year deal worth about $42 million, $26 million guaranteed, sweet, with the San Francisco 49ers. So he's still young, turns 26 in May, and he's been a regular in the Chiefs starting lineup since the 2018 season. He joined the team as a rookie after a trade with the Dallas Cowboys, and he was a big part of the Chiefs' defensive style or turnaround, whatever you want to call it, this past season. And he will be missed in four seasons with the Chiefs. He played 67 games, 53 starts. He had four interceptions. And he put his stamp on his moment with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl with his interception of Tom Brady's pass late in the fourth quarter of the 2018 AFC Championship game. But then one of his teammates was penalized for lining up offside, so that kind of nullified that play, but it looked like it was certainly a big moment. Hey, John Lynch knows, saw him, realizes, okay, this is someone we want to go after, and he should help in a lot of different areas for the 49ers. So again, this is what it's about. It's about analyzing those moves and figuring out if it's right for the team or not. In the meanwhile, the NBA just continues to roll on, and the Nets were fined $50,000 for letting Kyrie Irving stay in the locker room during Sunday's home game. You're not allowed to do that. So the Brooklyn Nets had to eat it a little bit for letting that happen. This is during a game where he was unable to play because he's not vaccinated against COVID-19. So he was a spectator at Barclays on Sunday, sitting across from the Nets bench for Brooklyn's win over the Knicks. And there's a longer mandate that fans be vaccinated to enter the arena, but there still is one requiring it for someone who works there. So that led to, oops, look, we keep showing him on camera. What happened? He wasn't allowed to play. Oh, there he is among the fans. Oh, you're not allowed to do that either. So when he was sitting there, that's what led to it, that he broke health and safety protocols. And they did, the team did, by permitting him to come in the locker room even, and there he was in the stands. Wow. All right, that's it for the Man Cave. Oh, so brief. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour. Shout out to Mr. Nathan Reeder for his incredible work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.